And now, and a special live edition of the programme, presented by Ivan Hewitt.
Thank you, Ian, and welcome to the programme, which today is devoted to that genial revolutionary of 20th century music, John Cage. We're going to be hearing eight pieces of his, plus a couple of other American experimental pieces, all of which are part of the BBC Symphony Orchestra's celebration of Cage's music. It's happening this weekend at the Barbican Centre in London, and it's called Cage Uncaged. It's a very lavish affair. There are 14 events, many of which can be heard either live or in delayed relays here on Radio 3. Tomorrow at lunchtime, you can hear a very interesting mix of sturdy American religious music alongside Cage's prepared piano music. There's a London Sinfonietta concert at 4 o'clock, and in the evening, a concert of American experimental music from the BBC Symphony Orchestra, including the UK premiere of John Cage's 101. But in this programme, we're going to focus on two concerts which took place earlier today, one for string quartet and one for percussion ensemble. And with me in the studio to talk about the pieces and the significance of John Cage generally is the conductor Richard Bernas.
Hi, Ivan.
Richard, thank you for joining us. Good evening.
Pleasure.
Now, I know you have a relationship with John Cage as a performer that goes back years. I think you first played some of his music when you were a student.
Yes, I was very fortunate because my piano teacher had worked with him. And I started playing his music in my late teens, early 20s. The thing that's fascinating, I find now, is in that time, in the late 60s, my parents, who took obviously a keen interest in my musical education, thought that any recitals I gave of Cage's music would be greeted with rotten tomatoes, I'd be plucked from the piano, I'd be ridden out of town. And now, only 40 years after that, to have an impressive retrospective like the BBC's at the Barbican, is really an extraordinary change.
It is a dramatic turnaround, yes. Isn't it? Maybe that's something we could talk about a little later. Mm. But let's get straight on to our first piece, which was recorded at the concert given by the Duke Quartet earlier today at St Giles Cripplegate, which is literally a stone's throw from the Barbican Centre in London. They played two quartets by Cage, beginning with a relatively early piece, the String Quartet in Four Parts, written in 1951 when Cage was 39. Now, this might sound like a joke title, because, of course, quartets are always in four parts. But this one is also in four movements, each corresponding to a season of the year. The first movement, Quietly Flowing Along, portrays summer. Autumn is marked slowly rocking, winter is nearly stationary, and the last movement, representing the rebirth of spring, is called Quadlibet.